7:10, time to turn to sports. The Big 12 announced its end-of-season award recipients on Sunday. Several KU and K-State men's basketball players honored. Kansas led the way with five, all five of the regular season starters receiving accolades. Hunter Dickinson was named the conference newcomer of the year and was named the All-Big 12 first team. Kevin McCullough Jr. joined him on the All-Big 12 first team as well. Dewan Harris, KJ Adams, and Johnny Furphy were given honorable mentions. Harris was also named to the All-Big 12 defensive team. Furphy was named to the all-freshman team. As for K-State, Tyler Perry and Arthur Kaluma were given honorable mention. Both squads continue their seasons in the Big 12 tournament later this week in Kansas City at the T-Mobile Center. First round of the Region 6 playoffs took place over the weekend, and now the quarterfinals are set. The Hutchinson men and women had first-round byes. They'll both be in action tomorrow as the number one seed Hutchinson women host 9-seed Cloud at 5:30, and then the 3-seeded men will take on 6-seed Garden at 7:30. Congratulations to several area schools at the state basketball tournaments this past week. In 4A, McPherson finished a perfect season 25-0, winning 4A. 2A, Mound Ridge wins with a 23-3 record. In 3A here in Hutchinson, the Heston girls finished up to Silver Lake, giving that squad their closest game of the year as Silver Lake finishes unbeaten. 5A, Cape and Mount Carmel went 22-3, and former Blue Dragon coach Steve Beck wins his seventh high school state championship in 12 years of coaching at the high school level. Congratulations to him. Defensive tackle Chris Jones staying with the Chiefs, according to ESPN. They have signed Jones to a five-year, $95 million guaranteed contract. Deal makes him the highest-paid defensive tackle in NFL history. He's worth every penny. Recorded 10.5 sacks this season, led the team with 14 tackles for loss, while guiding a top-five NFL defense to back-to-back Super Bowls. He was also a first-team All-Pro. 29-year-old has spent his entire eight-year career in Kansas City, joined the team as a second-round pick in the 2016 NFL Draft. Combination of three Wichita State pitchers held Long Beach State to just four hits as the Shockers claimed the series with an 8-2 win Sunday afternoon at X Stadium. First series win for Wichita State against Long Beach State since 2009. Shockers are 9-5. They'll continue the homestand as Nebraska comes in for a pair of midweek games Tuesday and Wednesday. First pitch tomorrow at 6. Exhibition baseball. Oakland beat Kansas City 6-3. Brady Singer rocked, giving up six earned runs in just 2 1/3 innings. Did leave. Not sure if he had an injury. Kansas City, San Francisco today at 3:05. That's a look at your sports report. More at HutchPost.com. Weather next.